the rest of the story.
The Apache Indians of 100-plus years ago had a bigger problem than the white man. The black man. Black cavalry regiments, staffed by the African-Americans who served with distinction in the Union Army, became Indian fighters in the Southwest. Native Americans called them buffalo soldiers. They called them buffalo soldiers, presumably because the close-cropped hair of the cavalrymen seemed somehow similar to buffalo hair. At any event, the buffalo was a sacred animal to the Apache, and so the term implied respect for their formidable black foes. The history of that 9th Regiment dated back to August 1866, when General Ulysses Grant recommended its formation under the command of one Colonel Edward Hatch. Hatch was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed New Englander, an often decorated cavalry officer in the Civil War. He organized the 9th Regiment in Greenville, Louisiana. And from the outset, Hatch encountered a great deal of difficulty in finding experienced officers to lead the 9th. There was one in particular he had his heart set on, a young fellow named George. Hatch even offered to promote George to lieutenant colonel if he'd only serve with him in the 9th Cavalry, but George declined. He would seek a command in the newly formed 7th Cavalry instead, he said. Well, eventually, Colonel Hatch persuaded some excellent soldiers to lead the 9th, prominent names like Merritt and Morrow, among others, but deep down, Hatch always regretted that George was not among them. The Apaches of the southwestern frontier had been battling intruders for 300 years, you know, beginning with the Spanish, and yet, from all accounts, they dreaded the black 9th Cavalry as much as any enemy they had ever engaged. They were tough men, these buffalo soldiers. Still, their behavior in garrison was not all that different from that of the men in white regiments in similar circumstances. In fact, chronic drunkenness, a very common problem among white soldiers, was virtually non-existent in the 9th Cavalry. Through their decades of service, the buffalo soldiers proved that, which was not widely accepted in the 19th century, that black combat troops were a match for any others anywhere, white or red, and something else. Founding Colonel Edward Hatch, after 23 years heading the 9th Cavalry, died at Fort Robinson, Nebraska, April 1889, but by then, a long-standing disappointment had been erased. For you will recall his first choice for second in command was a young officer named George, who chose instead to become a lieutenant colonel in the 7th Cavalry. And yet it turned out to be the luck of the 9th that George went elsewhere. For the buffalo soldiers managed with minimal casualties to thunder their way into the history books, regarded highly for their success and for their skill as cavalrymen. But where would an arguably prejudiced posterity have placed the blame had they failed, as would have been more likely under the leadership of George? Because that George was George Armstrong Custer, who rode his 7th Cavalry into the Valley of Death by a river called the Little Bighorn. And now you know the rest of the story.